Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
The views and opinions of the host or guest of the following program may not be those of the staff or management of World Media Ministries or Christ the King Radio.
Welcome to the Bible to Business Radio Show here on Christ the King World Radio. We are your hosts, Casper Stockham and Deborah Smith, all the way from Phoenix, Arizona, and we're excited to have you with us today. You know, at Bible to Business, we believe in working hard and praying hard to enhance the success rate of your home-based business. So whether you are a seasoned professional or brand new to the industry, you're going to love this show. So we talk about everything from Bible to business, and we also want to pray for your business as well. You probably didn't know this, but as a home-based business owner, especially a Christian business owner, you really need to be praying for your business on a continual basis. We're going to show you how to do that, and we want to pray and help you do that. We want to pray for your business as well. So you can go over to asanetwork.biz and put in your prayer request. You can also go to our Facebook page and do a search for ASA Network and put your prayer request in there as well. So again, we want to show you how to do that. We want to pray for your businesses, and we want to teach you how to do that as well. So what I want to do now is have Deborah come in and help us honor the Father.
Yes, let's go ahead and pray. Father God, we just thank you. We are honored to be in your presence this morning. Father God, we just are blessed to just flow in your spirit, Father God. And we give glory and honor to you, Father God, and you created us in your image. So, Father God, I pray that we will walk and do our lives in a way that honors you even more, Father God, that we would just be so enamored with your presence, Father God, that we never forget who we are and who you created us to be and what you called us to do. And that, Father God, we do it with all diligence, Father God, because you have blessed us in such an awesome and such a mighty way. We give you glory and honor and praise this morning, Father God. We thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you for your Holy Spirit that lives within us. Father God, we thank you that we have a home in heaven, that there's a mansion with rooms for us, Father God, and we will bathe in your presence for eternity, Father. We thank you for that in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we lift up Christ the King World Radio that's bringing a light into a dark world. We thank you, Father God, that you are just lifting them up, encouraging them, guiding them, leading them, and providing the resources they need, Father God. And we lift up World Media Ministries, Father God, and we thank you, Father God, that they are helping others to get this message out, Father God, the good news message of the Lord Jesus Christ who died on the cross for them and has delivered them and set them free from the hands of the enemy, Father God. We just thank you for just blessing them in a mighty way, Father God, and leading them down that path you call, that you bring in resources for them and all the things that they need, Father God. And we lift up ASA All-Star Success Alliance and I Am Love Builders and Bible to Business, Father God, where relationships are being healed and businesses are being built in a godly way, Father God, and we are transforming relationships in this earth, Father God, and Father God, it is time, Father God, if we get the relationship with you right, Father God, then all the other relationships fall into place, and we thank you for that opportunity and that blessing, Father God. And we lift up Kathleen to you, Father God, and we just thank you for the prophetic ministry that you have called her to, Father God, how you use her in a mighty way, Father God. And Father God, I know that she is looking for a position right now, Father God, and I pray that you would bring her to the right place that you want her to be, with the right job, with the right income she needs, Father God, to meet her needs, Father God. As she continues to reach out and bless others, Father God, that you will bless her back, Father God, and give a place, because you said you would not have your children begging for bread. And we thank you for that victory right now in the name of. And Father God, we lift up Matthew Curry, Father God, Chef Curry Cuisine. And we thank you, Father God, and how you have transformed his life, Father God, and brought him to that business, Father God, and how you use it to reach out, help them to have a healthy, wonderful eating lifestyle, Father God. We thank you for those blessings. we lift up our nation to you, Father God, and we just ask for your divine intervention, Father God, that we no longer operate out of the spirit in the hand of the enemy, but we operate out of the spirit of God. And we lift up our President Barack Hussein Obama. We lift up Vice President Joe Biden, Father God. We lift up our Supreme Court justices, and we lift up our armed forces, Father God. And we just pray blessings over America. And Father God, not just that, but that the resurrection power of the Lord Jesus Christ be manifested in this country, Father God, in a way that godly leaders will rise up and will not be taken down. And Father God, in our states, in our churches, in Washington, D.C., Father God, we pray for secure borders, Father God. We pray for your great and mighty hand. And we acknowledge you as our Father, Father God, that we know that you are in heaven. And we give honor to your name, the name that's above every name. And we ask for your kingdom come, and we submit to you that your will be done, especially on this earth as it is in heaven. And we accept your healing provisions for us, Father God. And we thank you for your mercy, for forgiving our debts and helping us to forgive our debtors. And we thank you for keeping us away from temptation, delivering us from evil, Father God, through the blood and the authority of your Son, Jesus Christ. And we ask it. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Sister, appreciate the prayer on that. You know, folks, we want to teach you how to pray for your business. And we've been doing that by going through the book called The Circle Maker Book. It's by Mark Batterson. It's an awesome book. And we've been going through chapter by chapter, talking about the different ways that he suggested we pray. And I always joke around because I was praying Casper prayers a lot. And, you know, I think I was praying wrong. We need to be praying God-sized prayers, you know, praying for a new car or new shoes, a new house or something like that. Like that, you know, those are physical things in this world that we can get, you know, just by having a good job kind of thing. But the kind of prayers that we need to be praying are God-sized prayers, that where you can tell that God is moving in that particular situation. And we've been going through the book. I believe we're in. Are we done with chapter 12, Deborah? Or are we heading to 13? Or
no, we're still in chapter 12.
Okay. All right, so let's go ahead and continue in that.
All right, so we've been talking about, we had talked about the dreaming big, which is the first circle. Praying hard was the second circle. The third circle is thinking long. And so we've been talking about thinking long. And I like it as Mark is talking about that, you know, sometimes we want things to happen very quickly.
Yes.
When we start praying, oh my gosh, it's like we expect it to just be yesterday, you know, that it's going to happen. And he, you know, he reminds us that things, you know, for him didn't happen quickly.
Right.
And that he had to go through a lot of stuff, you know, to before things happened. But then once they did, you know, the miracles started happening right and left, and then there was more momentum, and they knew what to do with. But he, I think about what God says is, don't look down on humble beginnings,
right?
Because it's those humble beginnings that gets us where we need to go. And he remembers the time when there, that there was only like, $2,000 monthly income coming in, and six people in attendance at his church,
right?
You know, and they met in a school cafeteria without air conditioning.
Right.
You know, it's like those kind of difficult times we don't think that much about. But he says those difficult days taught them to pray hard and forced them to think long. And that thinking long is about realizing that we're not just doing it for us, we're doing it for the generation to come. And he said that we need to remember those things, remember the things that came hard, and which we have a tendency to do, you know, but it's on the other side of the long and the boring. So we have to get through the long and the boring first.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, it's it's amazing that especially here in the Western world, that we are quick to pray for about maybe 2 minutes and we're done kind of thing. You know, we don't take the I always sometime equate Christian religion with, I hate to say this, but it's kind of like a lazy religion, because other religions, they are on it in a sense that, you know, they pray several times a day, you know, they stop everything they're doing, you know, they kneel and face Mecca, whatever it is. You know, so regardless of how someone may look at that religion, what you cannot say is that they are not on it. You know what I mean by that?
Right.
You know, they're not.
Yeah,
really,
absolutely. Well, yeah, because we have so many other things that we can do to make things happen, in a sense, that we don't have to trust God.
Right.
Well, they don't have that much, and so they have to trust God. Because that's what they, that's all they've got. And
right.
so we need to pray with that same kind of heart and mind, like you're talking about. And he says it's not just where you end up that's important, it's how you get there.
Right.
And the harder, the better. And so we're talking about people in other countries that really work, you know, it's hard for them.
Yeah, yeah.
And they pray to that end. So it's true in life, and it's true in prayer.
Yeah.
And he also talks about our roots going deep, you know. If you plant yourself in one place and let your roots grow deep, there is no limit to what God can do.
Right.
And
right.
He talked about his father-in-law and how he was a person, a godly man. But this godly man got on his knees every morning and he prayed long prayers. He even had, you know, sleepless nights when he was up, you know, interceding throughout the night and praying, you know. And literally years later, there's a long line of people that were honoring him because he left a legacy.
Right.
A legacy is a long love. His legacy is, he said, a stop, drop, and pray.
Yeah.
And his legacy is not an early morning. It was a lot of early mornings and some sleepless nights. And that's the way we need to be with God. We need to be doing it so much and so long. And even if we go through that time when it seems very dry and empty, we keep doing it, knowing that we're building a legacy for our future, for those around us and our families and stuff. I mean, in the beginning, I'm sure his father-in-law didn't really think a lot about it, but he was doing it. And yet it still impacted Mark years later.
Years later, yeah. Yeah, we definitely need to be doing things and praying for our, you know, for future generations. The things we're doing now, the things we're praying now, to work hard and to pray hard are not so much for us as they are for our children and grandchildren.
Right. Yep. It's like that carob tree, you know, takes 70 years, you know, for a carob tree to grow, you know, and produce fruit. And so we need to keep in mind that that's the way we need to be with God. We need to be praying. I love it because it's like, get outside of ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We are so focused. Like you were talking earlier, God, give me a car. God, put a roof over my head.
Right.
Well, if we started praying for our future generation, then guess what's going to happen to us? We're going to get that car.
Yeah.
We're going to get a roof over our head.
Yeah.
Because now we're lining up with the eternity of God.
Mm-hmm.
And how we talk and what we say and what we're looking for. We're lining up with the will of God for our lives. And when we line up with the will of God, there is no stopping what God can do.
That's for sure. You're listening to Bible to Business Radio Show here on Christ the King World Radio. That's ctkradio.org. You can find us over at ASANetwork.biz. You can also find us over at, you can find us on Facebook, by doing a search for ASA Network. We want you to go over there and do a love tap. That is, tell a positive story. When you do that, we'll share the story and we'll share your business information on the radio. We'll be right back after these messages.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org. If you're in the Denver metro area and you need internet, get it now for $1 a day. No bundles, no hassles, and only a 12-month contract. For more information, call World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, that is 720-275-1355.
A Day of Jala Ministries, changing the world one life at a time. To learn more, visit the website at www.adeajala.com.
Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
Welcome back to Bible to Business Radio Show here on Christ the King World Radio, where we work hard and pray hard to enhance the success rate of your home-based business. And we do that through a wide variety of different ways. We have training and tools and techniques to help you. We have guests that come in and share their expertise We have webinars that we do. We have coaches standing by ready to help you. All you have to do is go over to asanetwork.biz and register for free and reach out to one of our live coaches over there and they can get you started. We have a very simple process. All you have to do is just get on our email list and then you're going to start receiving the training that you need coming straight directly to your email every few days. So it's a very easy system that you can get started right now today. So one of the things we want to do is bring to you an article, and I believe it's by Bob Wilson, and it's called Defrag Your Day.
Actually, it's a little tiny book, okay. Defrag Your Day, The 10 Keys to Less Stress and Getting More Done,
okay.
By Bob Wilson.
All right. So let's get into some of those.
Yes. And so we did the first one, but that was the sneakiest enemy. The first key is the sneakiest enemy, which is that email.
Mm-hmm.
20% of our time is on email. And to become more productive, we need to change our relationship with email and start our day with a non-email task, he recommends.
Okay.
And then the second key is goals and daily activities. And, you know, making sure that we connect. Because, like, when we're driving a car, we, you know, to change directions, we have to slow down and stop sometimes.
Right.
And so we have this tendency to get in autopilot. And we need to be careful of that because you can get in the autopilot and miss out on all the blessings that you're looking for.
Sure you can.
And so, and he says, he reminds us that activities need to line up with our goals, if not change them.
Yes, yes. Now, we have a very easy way for you to do that with us and with our system because we have what's called the Daily Action Report Card. So that report card will keep you on track and doing the productive tasks that you need to do on a daily basis to see success in your business.
That's absolutely right because our goals, our action steps, and our daily activities have got to line up and be going in the same direction.
Right, right.
The third key is task drift, and he talks about it being self-induced dangerous distractions like Facebook and surfing the internet.
Uh-oh.
And I thought it was interesting because he says, you know, that even if we set a time limit, it is likely not adhered to. And sometimes we get into it because we need to recharge our batteries.
Yeah.
But being on the internet and surfing and doing Facebook is not recharging our batteries like we need to. And so it keeps sucking more and more out of us rather than putting back into us. And so what he does is he identifies that he's drifting and realizes that that's what's going on. Then he stops and takes that break he needs and then comes back, batteries recharged, ready to move forward.
Yeah, yeah. That happens to me a lot because I'm, you know, we don't have TV anymore. So Facebook has now become my entertainment station. I wind up watching cats jump off of cabinets and stuff and try to leap, you know, across the room and only get 2 feet and stuff. And it just sucks up all your time and energy. So it's definitely not something that I want people to duplicate.
Right. And I do the TV thing, but it's going to be interesting. When I do my next 21 days, I'm going to take TV out for 21 days.
Yeah.
So I might be watching cats jumping off cabinets, just saying. The fourth key is improve email quality.
Mm.
Reduce the volume. And so some of the things that you know happens, I mean, somebody says something and you say thank you, you know. You know, you send back an FYI, you know, or you do a, like, reply to all.
Yeah.
Or you do, you know. Now, there's appropriate use of email, but some of this little stuff we do is very draining in time and energy. And then you pile up all these emails, and none of it really has that much of an impact.
Yeah, and I'm laughing because nowadays when I set appointments with folks, I normally set it through email. But instead of calling and saying, okay, you got your calendar, I got my calendar, let's schedule a day. Instead of doing that, no. That's just way too simple. What we do is, hey, let's meet next week. Okay, great. What day you want to meet? Oh, I don't know. And this is going back and forth to
That's exactly right. Yeah. Yeah. Well, what's the matter? What area of town do you live in?
Right, right.
Okay, how long is it going to take you to get there? Is it okay to kind of meet here? But what do you suggest?
Yeah. Yeah, and we do this back and forth. You could be sent. You could send 10 emails before you have a date nailed down, you know, to when you're going to meet. When you could just call them and have that done in 2 minutes.
That's right. I just did that with somebody. I must have at least 10 emails talking about that. Now, what if I had just started out at the beginning and said, yes, I would like to meet. I live in this area of town. What do you think about meeting at this place at this time on this day?
Well, you know what? I got.
If that doesn't work for you, can you give me an alternate suggestion?
Well, I got something even better. Just as soon as you know that, you know, there's a potential meeting, call them up.
Oh, duh. Use the phone?
Yeah.
Hold the phone. Oh, my goodness. Let's go back to the olden days. What's an awful idea?
Hey, this is Deborah. We just talked on email. Oh, hey, can you just shoot me some days? No, let's talk now. We're on the phone. Let's talk now. Okay.
Right. Yep. See, it's that kind of stuff. We get so used to this email thing that we stop picking up the phone, which is a big mistake, especially in business. You know, people want to, you know, join business with people they know, like, and trust, but that ain't happening if they can't hear our voice. That's part of that process,
yeah.
I think.
Absolutely.
Yep. Can you tell us about having a clear subject line so mm-hmm. you know exactly what you're responding to? Mm-hmm. Keep it simple.
Yep.
And then be concise and not wordy.
Yeah. And what I do, and I don't know if this is what he's talking about or not, but I do something. I just say, hey, Bob. Hey, Deborah. Hey, Clarence. Hey, you know, I don't even put what my subject in the subject line because you know, I'm not trying to necessarily market to them. I'm just trying to reach out to them. So I don't want to sound like a salesy email or something. You know, I'm
right.
not trying to be clever. I'm just saying, hey. So.
Right. He's talking things like meeting, if it's a meeting that you're doing,
mm-hmm.
or confirmed, if it's something you're confirming, yes, it's going to happen, or something that was done,
mm-hmm.
or action required, or info as a subject line.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. The fifth key is your schedule. You know, he says, you need a system of some sort to capture your appointments, create a process for follow-up, and stick with a schedule.
Right, right.
Yeah. Key number six is learn to say no. No to good so you can say yes to the best. Doesn't that sound cool?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. You know, and that's such a tough thing to say these days is no. You know, I know there's certain personality types and they absolutely cannot say no to anyone. So anytime
right.
somebody asks them for something, they say yes. But I have been able to learn over the years that I cannot do everything. I cannot be everywhere. So I have to pick and choose my, my events and appointments and things like that. So I have gotten better at saying no.
Right. Yeah, and our time, we need to know our time is valuable and we need to be careful of it. And one of the things that started getting me into a place where I could say no, because I started out a little codependent, so it's a little hard,
mm-hmm.
Is to say, you know what, let me think about it and I'll get back to you.
Yeah.
And if they say, well, I need to know now, I said, well, if you need to know now,
the answer is no. Right.
The answer is always no if I need to do it now.
Right.
So that kind of makes it better. So that's one of the things we got to do. Another key is shift your mindset. Work based on feelings. If we work based on feelings, they're random and fleeting. So we have to be careful of that. Instead, what is our purpose now? Or he says a question we can ask ourselves is, what can I do right now to help me in the future? And so if we're not doing what's going to help us in the future, stop.
Yeah, yeah. You know, and that's a tough one because you can change your direction overnight, but you can't change your destination overnight. And the challenge with that is you change your mind and you may start going in the right direction, but you've got to have the willpower to continue to go and continue to change. And that's where it gets a little tough for most people.
Right. Yeah, we need to evaluate ourselves continually on that.
Yeah.
The key number eight is fear. It is time to fess up, admit it, and deal with it. And if you need to, get help.
Yeah, yeah. And I have found fear to be a little healthy. It can save your life sometimes, you know, fear of actually walking into an area where there's danger, and you know there's danger, but you go anyway, kind of thing. You know, that's just stupid. So, you know, right. But so fear can be a motivator. Well, actually, fear is a great motivator. Yeah.
But it can also stop you, so we have to be careful that it doesn't stop us.
Yes.
Yeah. And then key 9, timing is everything. So willpower is the highest at the beginning of the day. So put your hardest task first.
Mm-hmm.
And then he says taking a break is sharpening your saw. So we got to remember to take those breaks.
Yeah.
And then key 10, multitasking. He is not in favor of multitasking. He says it makes you 40% less productive. He says it's harder to retrieve information previously learned when you're multitasking. And you know what? I paid attention when I was multitasking recently, and I found out he's absolutely right. I forgot a lot of the stuff that I needed to remember right after it was said because I was multitasking.
Yes. You know, and I'm a... the king of multitaskers and stuff, you know. And
no, you've never done that.
I'm normally doing 10 things all at the same time. But, you know, I think there definitely is a point to where you get to a point to where you are definitely not productive. There's no question about it. So I wouldn't argue with that at all.
Right.
And I've noticed myself, I have to cut back on a lot of trying to do too many things at once, for sure.
Right. And it depends on how important it is, the thing you're trying to do.
Yes.
If they need your undivided attention and it matters,
yeah,
then don't multitask while you do it.
Yeah.
If it doesn't matter and you don't have to engage in it, then it's not really truly multitasking.
Yeah. I guess that's true, because if I was doing brain surgery, I would not multitask.
Exactly. And he says doing two mental tasks at the same time. But if one is not a mental task, you don't have to put any thought process into it, then it's fine. It's not really multitasking.
Absolutely. Well, when we come back.
So anyway, that was a great list by Bob Wilson, and he's at SmartfulCoaching.org.
All right. Well, when we come back, our guests should be in studios. You're listening to Bible to Business Radio Show here on Christ the King World Radio. That's ctkradio.org. We'll be right back after these messages.
Christ the King Radio is the internet broadcast outreach ministry of World Media Ministries, a 501c3 corporation, and Christ the King Radio Ministries. The goal of Christ the King Radio is to follow the command found in Mark 16:15, to go into all the world, preaching the good news to everyone, everywhere. Not just teaching about the power, glory, and grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, but also to provide positive, encouraging information on how to promote and maintain healthy interpersonal relationships and business practices. At this time, Christ the King Radio needs not only your prayers, but your financial support. To help us continue to bring the light unto a dark world, please visit one of the donate links conveniently located on either of our website, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. Your tax-deductible gift, no matter how small, will go a long way in helping us to continue to reach God's people and to promote the kingdom of God here on earth. Your gift is tax deductible, and you will receive an electronic receipt when you donate via the links on one of our websites, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. On behalf of the staff and management, thanks again for listening to and supporting Christ the King Radio. at ctkradio.org.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org. Beat the high costs of other international money transfer services. In the Denver metro area, call World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, that is 720-275-1355.
Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
The views and opinions of the host or guest of the following program may not be those of the staff or management of World Media Ministries or Christ the King Radio.
Welcome back to Bible Business Radio Show here on Christ the King World Radio, where we work hard and pray hard to keep you out of the NFL and also to enhance the success rate of your home-based business. And, you know, a lot of people that are in home-based businesses, they do not treat their opportunity correctly. They treat their opportunity like an opportunity instead of treating it like a business. And when you treat it like a business, your friends and families don't run from you. But if you treat it like an opportunity, they will, because they feel like you're trying to sell them something and chase them down and have them join your deal. And that's not the way you should be operating your program or your opportunity. So we have a lot of tools and strategies and techniques that we go through to help you do that. We have a live coaches standing by ready to help you in that regard over on asanetwork.biz. But we're going to diverge from that, and we're going to talk to you now about what the world is doing and looking at and see how relevant or interesting or not relevant at all it comes to the word and also comes to your business. So the world is just, the world has gone crazy. Okay, let me just say
upside
that.
Down.
Totally crazy. So what we do is we look at the Facebook top 10 trends and see what's trending on Facebook. So number one is Billy Gilman is a country singer. I've never heard of him before, but he comes out at, has gay on YouTube video, and he was the second musician to do so today, or as in yesterday.
Okay, not relevant. Just saying, what they do in their personal life, their own issues and stuff, is not. So what? Yeah. I mean, that's like listing down everybody that had a, got a divorce today.
I don't need to know that. Right, and you know, if you want to be gay or if you're gay, great. Okay, that's your thing. Why does it need to be announced? You know,
right.
Why does it need to be celebrated by the president of the United States? Why does he need to call you and say, man, congratulations, you came out? Okay.
Right.
Why is that anybody's business?
It does not make any sense to me. And what's so sad is that they fight to be treated like everybody else, but yet they want to be treated special.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
No. No, it shouldn't be. So it's not even interesting or relevant, especially to our business and to the word. In fact, it's contrary to the word. Now,
yes.
I understand that that's who they feel they are, but the word says something to completely different.
Yeah, God's not in favor of it, let's say.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so number two, Michael Phelps, and that's the that's a young man that won several gold medals in swimming in the Olympics several years ago. Well, he's dating, and the woman he's dating claims to be said that he was born or she was born a he, and got a operation done early on in his life. So now he is a she, and I don't know if Michael Phelps knew it or not, but I really don't care. It's kind of
okay. If somebody really wanted to be who they are, why is it a big deal?
Right.
And who cares?
Same thing.
Again, it's just like the previous story. Yeah. Not relevant. You know what? So what?
Yeah. And if Michael Phelps didn't know, I'm not sure what kind of a guy he is if he didn't realize that, or, you know, and if the person didn't tell him that that was the case, then they're not being honest as well or genuine as well.
Right. And you don't want to do it in the news before you do it first face-to-face. Hello?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Not relevant.
Not relevant. Not even interesting.
No.
So, our president last night came on the news. Well, actually, he was on a very limited broadcast, but basically, he has new plans to expand the Border Patrol, halts deportation of some undocumented immigrants, illegal aliens.
Well, okay, so
aliens.
How are you securing the borders and making it better, but you're going to stop deportation of undocumented immigrants that could be a detriment to this country?
Yeah, it makes no sense to me.
It doesn't work for me.
Yeah. And it's interesting only in the sense that it just tells me that we are really headed in the wrong direction as a country.
Right. And it's eating up a lot of finances. And from a business perspective, it just to me says that I need to get strong in my business and get my business growing, because this country is going to be in a place where I'm going to need that money. And I think it's going to be better for us to rely on each other than it's going to be to rely on the government, because we see the direction it's going and it's not healthy.
Yeah. I heard as I was coming into the station this morning, I heard a talk show host saying that, okay, so we had a U.S. citizen who was currently serving in the military make a wrong turn at the border, and he was detained for 6 months because he had weapons. Not, you know, he just had some guns because he's going from one base to the next. So he had all of his possessions with him, basically. So he was detained for 6 months. Now, we are allowing anyone from any country, not just Mexico.
Right.
If you get here, you can just get here and stay here, because we're not going to deport you unless you commit a crime. Now, if you commit a crime, we're going to send you back, but allow you to keep coming back and forth anytime you want.
So really, we're not doing anything but just wasting money, keep sending you back and letting you come back in. And our borders are open to drug cartel.
Yeah.
So where is equality here?
No, I don't see anything good coming from this.
No, me neither. Not at all.
All right. So, Florida State University, a gunman who shot three people on campus is identified as a former student.
You know, I just think that this speaks to the fact of how upside down our country is. You know, we've got some unhealthy young people, and the reason why, and that's why the circle maker in praying for the next generation is, and doing things to improve the next generation, is so important.
Right.
Because we can see there's problems with our youth. Why is there problems with our youth? Because there's problems with us.
Right, right, right.
And until we choose to make a difference, until we choose to fix our own lives, then, you know, and yet people want to go in and take away guns.
Yeah.
Taking away a gun from somebody who wants to do wrong is going to find a gun to do wrong.
Yep.
You can't stop that.
Yep. I saw another video of a gentleman who was waving a ISIS flag on a college campus. And he got very little resistance by him waving the ISIS flag and talking about the U.S., talking about Israel, talking about, you know, ISIS is a peaceful organization. They're just being pushed into a corner, backed into a corner, and all this stuff. Got very little, if no, resistance. He got people cheering him on, saying, yeah, you know, right? Now, the same guy puts the ISIS flag down, picks up an Israel flag, and starts waving the Israel flag. And he is almost physically attacked by waving the Israel flag, saying,
ain't that something?
Yeah. I mean, they were cussing at him and calling him names. They were telling him he was a Zionist, imperialist. Just all kinds of just hate was coming his way. Same guy now. He was going from waving the ISIS flag to waving the Israeli flag.
Right. And that's not, that just messes with the whole freedom thing. There was a young lady who was supporting the whole ISIS thing and all this other stuff and you know, just believed in what they were doing, and then we ended up going over to, you know, where they're at, and she got so got entrenched in it very, very strongly, and then lost, of course, her freedoms because she's a woman.
Mm-hmm.
and got pulled into that, and she is in a bad situation. I don't know even if she's gotten out of it. Right. And then she, her parents, who she didn't want to hear anything from when she was in ISIS, and now they need to go in and try and rescue her from being in bondage, because ISIS is about hurting and just destroying and messing with people and taking their rights away.
Right.
Did you not realize what they stood for?
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's so sad.
It's sad and amazing all at the same time that someone would be that fooled and that distracted to think that a culture that openly says that women are second-class citizens, if that, okay, they're not right. even citizen, really, they're, you know, they're property.
Right.
And for you to feel as a female that you can go over and join the cause and not be treated that way is just, I don't know.
Which tells us the minds of our children are very vulnerable if they're not rooted in beliefs of Christ Jesus.
Right.
Because then they're vulnerable to all kinds of indoctrination, and then literally to put them in bondage.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what that says to me.
Yeah, yeah. So after the president had his speech, some of the senators had their rebuttals, and Texas Senator Ted Cruz cited an ancient Greek philosopher, Cicero, in the words to denounce immigration reform. So I'm not sure what the speech entailed, but basically he was quoting from a ancient philosopher on the Senate floor talking about it. So I guess it was rather entertaining.
Right. Well, immigration reform is, the sad part about it is, it's not true. It's not immigration reform. It's really doing some things that is not appropriate for our American citizens. And what is it? Somebody on Facebook had said that they were applying appropriately and had applied several times, mm-hmm. and they can be put on hold, but there's somebody else who's not a citizen,
yeah.
who is an illegal immigrant, gets, you know, full carte blanche, you know, yes, you can stay here, and lifetime, and all this other stuff, and somebody that's following the system gets nothing.
Yeah, that's the part. That's the part that rubs me. We definitely need to.
Yeah.
The process is broken. So there is no way. There's no way. Right. Right. There's no way that someone that comes across legally and starts the process should have to wait 10 years to become a citizen. That's just nonsense. And then at the same time, that same system is allowing someone who comes across illegally to go to the front of the line
and get everything
permanently. Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. You know,
that's wrong. Yeah,
that almost forces the one that does it legally to say, you know what, why don't I just go back home, stay a week, and come back illegally, and then I'll be okay.
Right, or just hide out and just be like everybody else.
Right, right.
We're sending the message in the wrong direction.
Yeah,
yes, I am.
It just makes no sense. Okay, I think we have maybe time for one more. Another country singer comes out and says he's happily a gay guy. I'm like, dude, who cares? Okay. You know, that's your private life. I don't need to know that.
Right. And it's just a bad message to our young people, you know, because this is just, that is not honorable to God.
Right. Well, you're listening to Bible the Business radio show here on Christ the King World Radio. That's ctkradio.org. CTK Radio is a nonprofit organization, and we're looking for donations to help keep the station running. We're also looking for sponsors to our show. So please go over to our website, asanetwork.biz, and reach out to us, or on Facebook, do a search for ASA Network. Do a love tap, which means tell a positive story, and we'll share that story and your business on the radio. We'll be right back after these messages.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org. Do you need reliable international long distance that starts at only 1 cent per minute? Then call us at World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, call us at 720-275-1355.
A Day of Jala Ministries. Changing the world one life at a time. To learn more, visit the website at www.adeajala.com. Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
Welcome back to Bible and the Business Radio Show here on Christ the King World Radio. That's ctkradio.org. We are here in studios. I'm your host, Casper Stockham, and Deborah Smith, all the way from Phoenix, Arizona. We are here working hard and praying hard to enhance the success rate of your home-based business. So we're going to get back on track here, and we want to end the show talking about the 9 moments that happiest people have every day. Are you a happy person? I hope so. If you're not if you're not having fun, you're not doing it right. So there are things that happy people have going in their lives on a fairly consistent basis. Now, you can't be happy all the time.
Right. Nobody is. If you are, you're in denial.
You're in denial. Right. Right. But you can be happy a lot, and you can work on being more happy. So here are some things you need to think about. And the first one, you know, sounds kind of obvious, right? A moment of laughter.
Right.
And there are physiological evidence that shows that laughing puts you in a better mood.
It actually releases endorphins. Mm-hmm. And actually, there was a story many years ago of about a guy who had cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And in his room, in the hospital room, he had people bring in videos and things that made him laugh.
Mm-hmm.
And he laughed and laughed and laughed and laughed, literally was able to turn his cancer around because of the laughter. So laughter does some great things, like they're saying, physiologically, mm-hmm. for our bodies. And that's why we need to do more of it. That gut-wrenching laughing stuff, that's mm-hmm. really cool. It's hard for me because slapstick humor to me is not funny.
Right. Well, and there's a guy, I'm sure there's several people, but I saw this guy, I think he's out of India, but he travels around all over the world and he sets up laugh clinics, if you will. And he teaches people how to laugh.
How neat.
And just by laugh, he literally instructs them how to laugh and how to have different types of laugh. And depending on what your diagnosis is, he prescribes specific types of laughter for you to help heal you.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Well, I like those things that you get to laugh and, you know, those little boxes that have the laughing, the little dogs that waggle all over the ground laughing and stuff.
Right.
You cannot look at those things without laughing, just saying. So if you struggle with that, get something to help you.
Yeah, yeah. And then there's also these videos. I don't know if you've seen these videos where somebody is standing at, with several people standing at like a bus stop or they're on a bus or on a train, and then one person just starts laughing. And they just start laughing and they get louder and louder and then they start laughing and people are looking and they kind of snicker. And then next thing you know, they're kind of laughing underneath their breath. And then they let out a little bit of laughter. And next thing you know, the whole bus or train car is laughing.
Train car, yeah.
And they don't even know what they're laughing about, but they're just laughing.
Right. Laughing to laugh, yep.
Yeah, so it's contagious. So, yes, you definitely mm-hmm. want to.
Yeah, and we need to do more of that because it needs to be contagious.
Yes, absolutely, yeah. All right, the next one is a moment of celebration. So we don't often take the time to celebrate small successes. So
I know I don't.
Yeah.
I get so just involved in whatever I'm doing that when I finish it, I don't think about celebration. I'm thinking about the next thing.
Yeah.
But I'm learning that that's not good.
Right.
And, you know, you'll do better the next thing if you stop and take time to celebrate that, especially with our businesses, as we're growing our businesses and pushing through to that next skill that we're trying to learn.
Mm-hmm.
And then we need to, like our 21-day challenge, we do the 21-day challenge. When that's over, we need to celebrate.
Right.
And then we're more engaged to take it to the next level.
Yeah, yeah. And I know that one and even the next one is something that you and I even talked about last night, because we were talking about, your position with the company. And, you know, it's something that we need to celebrate. Because you are operating in that position well, so we needed to celebrate that.
Right. Yeah, and we need to hear that, and that's good for us. So, yeah, if you got people that are doing really great, let them know that. Because I'll tell you, that conversation, Casper, you and I had last night did a world of good for me.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
You know, because we have a tendency to be our own critic, at least I do.
For sure, for sure. No doubt about it. The next one is talking about a moment of reflection. We all lead such busy lives, it's important to be able to take at least one moment each day where we do nothing but think.
Right, right. Well, and I think reflection is a good word as opposed to getting lost in the past.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can get lost in the past, and that's not good. But no. It is a good time to just take a moment and just kind of just recenter yourself, you know. And I think that's good. You know, I spend some time in the morning doing that. You know, just okay, God, what are you, especially in Christ, you know, because He's always doing some great stuff.
Right.
But we want to line up with it. So, okay, God, what are you doing today? How do you want to use me? Who do you want to impact? Who do you want me to reach? Whose life do you want to transform? You know, a lot of times it's us.
Right. The next one, it kind of relates, but it's a little different. It's a moment of stillness. So there's reflection, and then there's true stillness, the ability to shut off everything, including your mind, and get into a meditative state.
Right. Yeah. That's a challenge for a woman. Shut off your mind.
Yeah.
You're right. There's just no stop button or off button in our brain.
Yeah. It's a tough one, but, you know, it's important sometimes to do that.
Right. I think if we can redirect our brains, for us women, you guys can, you know, shut yours off. But we can redirect ours to something that's smoother, easier, you know. So if we meditate on something that, you know, takes us into that that quiet place, then that'll work.
Yes. Absolutely. The next one is a moment of pride. And a lot of people associate the word pride with something negative, but you have so much to be proud of. So it's not a pride as an arrogance pride. It's a pride, you know, just being, you know, I'm a good person.
Confident in ourselves. Yeah.
Yeah, just being
absolutely
not prideful, but just being proud of who you are. You know, proud of your heritage, proud of the things you do, you know, and the people you bless, provided you're blessing people, you know,
right.
and the people you've helped, you know, just be proud of that.
Yeah, and proud of how God has, you know, created you, formed you, and how He's helping you reach out to others. You know, there's a reason to be, you know, to feel good about those things. So absolutely.
Right. And then the next one is a moment of humility. So pride is your accomplishment. Pride in your accomplishments is great, but so is a moment of humility in which you appreciate your tiny role in a profoundly large universe around you.
Right. Yeah, we have to stay on the humble side.
Yeah.
And that's not looking down on yourself or beating yourself up. That's not humility.
Mm-hmm.
That stuff will get you into trouble.
Yeah.
But really being humble and knowing that it's not all about you is a great thing.
Yeah. I know every time I go to the Grand Canyon, that's when I feel the most humble, saying, oh, my God, this thing is, there's no way man had any dealings with this. This is not man
right.
at all. This is all God.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yep, I hear you.
It really helps.
I feel that way sometimes when I look up in the sky and I see the sun and I see the beauty that reflects off of the sun and the clouds and the sky and the moon and stuff. And I'm like, man, that's awesome. It's like, who gets up every morning and takes that?
Yeah. Well, it really becomes obvious when you get away from the city lights and you can actually see the real sky that most people have not seen in a long, long time. But the real sky is so magnificent, it'll just blow you away. I mean, you can actually see the Milky Way. You know, it's just a phenomenal sight for me, at least.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah. And then a moment of connection. Ultimately, the human animal is a social one, and take at least one moment a day to connect with the people around you, your significant other, friends, family, you know, make that connection. And we talk about this all the time at ASA because people buy from people they know, like, and trust, and you have to work at developing those relationships. And that's what this is talking about, making that connection.
Right. Yeah. I mean, just think about it. The people that we know and some of the new people we're going to meet, why did they meet us? Right. You know, now it doesn't mean that your opportunity is just right for them. So that thing about everybody needs what I have, that's like a misnomer.
No.
Okay, just saying. But you know, we're supposed to impact the people around us. So they need something that we have, whether that's a friendliness, whether it's something positive that we'll speak or say, or whether it may be something that we have as a business of something that that person needs or somebody they know needs.
Right.
So there are reasons to connect with people and be on the positive side, not on the negative side, cutting them down or attacking them, which we, you know, really teach against you attacking, you know, people that you connect with.
Right, right. The other one is a moment of joy. So laughter is great, but joy is even more powerful.
I think of that scripture that says, "The joy of the Lord is my strength."
Yes, yes. And that's that's the inner strength.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep, and joy is very important. It's kind of, to me, it's kind of a baseline, you know, of who we are and just generally operating in a spirit of joy.
Mm-hmm. And the last one is a moment of gratitude. So finally, take a moment each day to express gratitude you have for the people in your life, the experiences you have and will have, and the world around you.
Right, and absolutely. And with us coming up on Thanksgiving, you know, I mean, sometimes we just do it at Thanksgiving, but like everything else, we need to have an attitude of gratitude all the time.
Yeah.
And I think about, you know, what we do with saying, you know, tell a positive story, you know, the love tap, you know, that's about being grateful for the people you interact with and the great positive experiences they bring into your life or interaction, and being grateful for that and sharing that moment back.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we got this article from Entrepreneur Magazine. I strongly suggest you subscribe to Entrepreneur Magazine online, also the G-Code Magazine online, and Success Magazine online. Great articles to help you with your home-based business. We love covering stories like that. We want you to go over to our Facebook page, do a search for ASA Network. And when you go there, you can join that group, and then you can tell a positive story. You can do a love tap, as Deborah was talking about. When you do that, we're going to share that story, but we're also going to share information about your business as well. So we're going to give you some free advertising on the station. You can do that over on our Facebook page. You can also go to asanetwork.biz and then reach out to one of our live coaches over there. And when you do that, you can tell them you heard about this show and heard about ASA Network. And then we're going to give you a free copy. It's a free electronic copy of The Golden Business Solution. It's a book that I wrote a couple of years ago, and you can get a free electronic copy just by going over to ASA Network and reaching out to one of our live coaches.
And that is a great book with great information. And let me tell you, it'll keep you out of trouble. So if you have not read that book, then you're likely going to fall into a big hole that's going to be harder to get out. So read the book, and you can stop that from happening.
Yep. So you're listening to Bible to Business Radio Show, and we'll catch you on the next show. Goodbye for now.
Christ the King Radio is the internet broadcast outreach ministry of World Media Ministries, a 501c3 corporation, and Christ the King Radio Ministries. The goal of Christ the King Radio is to follow the command found in Mark 16:15, to go into all the world, preaching the good news to everyone, everywhere. Not just teaching about the power, glory, and grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, but also to provide positive, encouraging information on how to promote and maintain healthy interpersonal relationships and business practices. At this time, Christ the King Radio needs not only your prayers, but your financial support. To help us continue to bring the light unto a dark world, please visit one of the donate links conveniently located on either of our website, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. Your tax-deductible gift, no matter how small, will go a long way in helping us to continue to reach God's people and to promote the kingdom of God here on earth. Your gift is tax-deductible, and you will receive an electronic receipt when you donate via the links on one of our websites, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. On behalf of the staff and management, thanks again for listening to and supporting Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.